Blog Talk Radio.
Going crazy, but I don't know, there's something about an instrument, I really love it. Anyway, what's up, people? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Keeping It Raw and Fresh, and that's a Monday night. I hope everybody is really ready for this week. There's a lot going on this week. We have a lot going on in this show, and I know that it's Thanksgiving this week, so, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, actually, I was thinking about, like, I liked the show the other day. I was just thinking that, you know, I really like that we're like the jump start of your week. You know, I really like that. So, you know, so that way, you know, you have a good Keeping It Raw and Fresh jump start. Now, depending on how your week ends, it's not our fault, but you know what I'm saying? But we're definitely going to try to hype it up for you in the beginning of the week, especially on Monday. You know, Monday is usually that, you know, that day where people come back from the weekend and then you don't want to go back to work. But at least you can look forward to you know, to hearing some crazy people at night. You know what I'm saying? Well, depending on where you're living at. Put it this way, either at night or in the late evening. Okay, depending on where you live at. Anyway, with that being said, let's welcome my girl, Ms. Jewels, to the show. What's going on, Ms. Jewels?
Hello, hello, everybody.
What's up? Uh-oh. Ms. Jewels, you still there? I think Ms. Jewels might have got, I don't know. Let's see here. Ms. Jewels, you still there? You still with us? Okay. I don't know. I think Ms. Jewels is having some technical difficulties, but while we wait to get her back, actually, let me just go ahead and play a song by James Flames. You know how we do. We definitely always promote our future new artist. And as you noted, the future new artist for November is our boy Lester Green. So we're going to go ahead and play. Well, actually, you know, Tennessee is the future artist for this week or for this month. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play a song by him. And again, his name is Lester Green. Well, I try to find where Miss Jewels went. So this is Lester Green, Regular Person.
My third eye, Magnum T.I. in Levi's. He's so fly. I'm at home on my phone. I get so off on the phone. Let's talk, sex talk. I might be Matlock back up. I'm backed up. Shoot my wad. Oh my God, summer salt. Beat it up, clean it up. Take a hot shower, louder, Matt Lauer. Sour, can you feed me grapes? Ed Norton got it going on. You can blow on my horn all night long. Cops in the uniform, wanna turn on. What's wrong? Weird, queer, Richard Gere. Whisper something in my ear.
I don't know the way the wind blows. Who am I? I don't know. I guess a regular person. Regular person. Yes, a regular person, I suppose.
Let me get an H-O. Let me get an M-O.
Let me get a oh, I just love that. That's Lester Green, our feature artist of the month, Regular Person. And I think I found Miss Jewels. I think I had to pull her out of the oven. Miss Jewels, are you with us?
Yes. I don't know what just happened. My phone just went dead.
You know what? But Miss Jewels, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and put you on blast, okay, everybody. Miss Jewels, she is cooking the Thanksgiving dinner of all Thanksgiving dinners, and I am going to make sure I be at her house on Thanksgiving dinner. So, Ms. Jewels, I mean, you know, like, just give us, like, a little preview, you know, of what you're cooking up this Thanksgiving. Because, Thanksgiving is, like, my favorite holiday. My favorite holiday, yes. I love to eat, I just love it. And then, you know, it's not all about eating. It's just also about what Thanksgiving represents. But anyway, what are some of the things you're cooking up?
You know, I'm making, you know, you have to have the Thanksgiving staples. You know, the turkey has to be there. The stuffing has to be there. You know, I think that the cranberry sauce is something that you can leave out. I'm not a fan of it, but are you a fan of the cranberry sauce?
You know what? I love stuffing. Like for me, I don't have to eat cranberry. I don't have to eat my stuffing with cranberry sauce. But I will, you know, eat it with cranberry sauce. But, you know, I don't have to have it. So I'm not a fan, but not really.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about it either. So, you know, I'm making the turkey, the stuffing, the candied yams, of course, have got to be there. The mac and cheese, a lasagna, of course. I'm thinking about making pastelitos, which are these little fried pastries. You guys know I'm Dominican, so, you know, we have to do the Dominican stuff. You know, we have to do the Dominican things. I'm making a Dominican ham. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay.
I am. A pernil. It's all about a pernil. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know. That's how we do it, Dominican style. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be making. And let me tell you, I commend any person who's out there shopping Thanksgiving. It's a madhouse out there. If you don't get the brown sugar, someone will elbow you to get it.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Yes. It is serious out there.
Very serious. Well, that's okay. Well, cool. So now I kind of know what to look forward to. But everybody, we definitely want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we want to go ahead and get into the topic because, as you know, we're now 10 minutes into the show, and 50 minutes go so fast like it never happened. So tonight we are talking about, you know, just tonight is kind of like a topic show. You know, we're bringing you a lot of Thanksgiving, November hot topics, you know, some celebrity gossip. Actually, of course, we leave the celebrity gossip to our girl, Miss Jules, but we're going to be bringing you some hot topics as far as, you know, what to do, what not to do, what to look for the new holiday season. Also, too, we're going to be telling you about the flu shot because, you know, every time it's this time of year, the flu shot is definitely in everybody's mind, you know, the pros and cons of it. And then later on in the show, we're going to be talking about, you know, something else, too. So I'm not even going to tell you what that is. If you read the topic, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you didn't read the topic, then you just got to wait until the second half of the show to see what we're talking about, all right? So this is your boy, Z5, with my girl, Miss Jules, and our boy, Gemini. He sends his apologies. Gemini, he's actually out tonight. He has a toothache, so he's kind of high off of Oxidon, so, yeah.
Oh, man, he would have been giggling up a storm.
Exactly. So we could definitely. So yeah. So he, you know, he sends his what's ups to everybody, and he looks to hear every or you know he. And the point is, he'll be here next week. Okay, put it that way. So let's get this show cracking. Okay, so Miss Jules, now I just wanted to bring like some information to everybody's ears, and Miss Jules, I think that you're gonna find some of the things that I found kind of interesting. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm kind of knocking on your first off the play. I got my own little hot topics tonight. But basically,
okay.
one thing that I found was, you know, just different things that I thought was interesting. I want to bring to the show. One thing was consumers in seven states, which are Massachusetts, Maryland, Georgia, Colorado, Vermont, Maine, and New Jersey. They are entitled to free credit reports every 12 months. It says one thanks to federal regulations and one thanks to regulations in their states. The reports come from three big agencies, which are TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. I thought that was pretty interesting because, see, I've noticed that, like, whenever you go online, you know, they always have, like, you know, get your credit report here, you know, pay this much to get a credit report. So six or seven states, they get free credit reports every 12 months. So I guess every year, basically, you know, they can get a free credit report. I thought it was pretty, you know, interesting. I don't know. What do you think? You know, to me, credit reports, I don't even want to see my credit report. I think my credit score is just awful anyway, so I don't even bother. Do you even bother with your credit report?
I actually do. I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Of course. It's very important. Right now, you don't get anywhere without credit. Credit is like, I think it's now become almost like a prejudice even, you know what I mean? Because if you don't have credit, it's like, you know, you can't even book a nice hotel room. You know what I mean? Like, some places don't even take, you know, now they made those rush cards, you know what I mean? Those, you know, for those who don't have credit and can't get a credit card, they have those rush cards. But there's, you know, it really excludes you from, you know, going to the Hilton and getting, like, the luxury suite, you know what I mean? But a limit of $1,000. You know, they won't even let you make the reservation. You can't book, like, a vacation that's a certain amount of money, you know what I mean? So I think it really does limit you. So that's why I think that credit is really important, and especially when, you know, now pretty much everybody has bad credit. Who doesn't have bad credit right now? This is true.
Exactly. That's your right. I just laughing because, I mean, well, I'm not laughing because it's not really funny, actually, because my credit is oof. Anyway, moving along, we're not going to get on my credit. Also, I found something that's interesting. There's this website called IDidNotKnowWhatToSay.com, and what it is, it's collecting short stories for inclusion in an upcoming book titled I Did Not Know What to Say. There will be stories, there will be 250 to 600 words in length and center around how your friends and family assisted you in restoring balance in your life after the loss of a loved one. So basically what this website is doing is, you know, like if you've been through a hard time, they're kind of giving you this opportunity to kind of blog, basically. You know, you go to this website, again, it's called ididnotknowwhattosay.com, and, you know, like, if you lost someone, you know, if you're going through a hard time, it is kind of giving you, like this free space to just blog and just put all your thoughts, you know, at this site. And I think it's cool. Again, let's see, the actual website to get there is www.ididnotknowwhattosay.com/inspireafriend.hotmail. You can go there, or actually you can go there for more information, you know, on this. There's no publishing authorship experience necessary. Authorship credit given in addition to a free copy of the book when published. No monetary compensation will be provided. So, I don't know, I just thought it was something, you know, pretty cool to do, you know, because
that is pretty cool. No, why don't we have that? Everybody should have that.
I don't know.
Everybody should have that. I mean, like, some people are out there paying $30 a quarter.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, moving along, so just like you were saying, Ms. Jewel, you know that this Friday is what they call Black Friday, and for those of y'all who might not know, it's not, they don't got anything to do with the ethnic group. No, that basically they call it Black Friday is because they're trying to say that, like, so many retail stores make so much money on that one day that it turns the sale something black or something like that. In other words, it has something to do with, like how many sales stores will make, because, like, something about, I mean, I really don't know, as y'all can
the
tell for a fact,
receipts,
but...
Like, the receipts, like, you've written
exactly,
so many receipts,
yeah,
that the belt is, like, bleeding and there's, like, ink everywhere,
yeah,
because you done made so much money.
Exactly. And you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you one thing. Now, Black Friday, I think it's bad both ways. It's bad to be shopping on that day, and it's bad to be working on it, because I have worked in retail stores on Black Friday. And let me tell you something. I mean, I remember one year I worked at The Gap, and I remember, I think The Gap, it opened at midnight, and people was there like the day of Thanksgiving, like 9 o'clock at night, you know, like just camping out at the store. I remember some years, like, people would, like Best Buy and Circuit City, whenever it was still in existence. You know, they would have these big door buses about, you know, TVs and DVDs and all kinds of stuff. People would actually camp out. So I think, you know, I think this year it's going to be no different. People are going to be camping out. People got their, you know, they're ready. They got their coupons. They already know what's going to be on sale. They already know what's going to be a doorbuster. But a little information that I have on Black Friday, it just said that can retailers win the gifting game? It says the average American spends around $2,000 a year on gifts. I don't, but as for me, I think the average American spends more than $2,000 a year on gifts. What do you think? I think $2,000 is kind of low.
It is low. I think it's a lot more than that. Especially, I think you might spend $2,000 if you have no family and you're single. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would think that you would pay $2,000 for something like that in that situation. But if you have three kids, you're going to pay a lot more than $2,000.
Exactly. It also says that, but they are not spending the way they used to, which is true. As we enter the holiday season, are consumers changing their gift-buying behaviors? I don't think so. You know, no, they're not. And what are you doing as a retailer to adapt to these new behaviors and draw more shoppers? As far as the retailers, I think they are doing, you know, like well, for some people, they're doing different things. Like, you know, like I said, they always do the doorbusters. You know, the doorbuster, the early birds, you know, that really gets people in the store because you can really get some good savings. Jules, are you going to be shopping on Black Friday?
I don't know. I think I am going to shop on Black Friday because they say that they're going to have a whole bunch of sales. And if I could get all of my Christmas presents on Black Friday, it'd be fantastic. So like that, I could just save my money all of December. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? That'd be great.
That's interesting for you to say that, because, you know, like for me, like Black Friday, I never really thought of actually doing Christmas shopping excuse me, on Black Friday, like, because to me it is kind of, it would just be so overwhelming, you know, for me, you know, to try to think, okay, so I'm gonna get this for this person, and for that person, but there's so many people, so much chaos.
You have to. You know what? If you're gonna shop in advance, you have to have it. You have to have a strategy. You can't go in there with no plan.
You have to go in there with a plan.
You have to be like the Target lady. Have you seen the Target commercial with the woman who's working out, getting ready for the 2-day sale on Black Friday? Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh no.
It is hilarious.
Yeah. That is crazy. Yeah, that's funny that you said it, because they also had a picture of like the Statue of Liberty, and like she was sitting in the back of a taxi after shopping on Black Friday, and she was just like so exhausted. I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
I think everybody's gonna be exhausted. So basically, everybody, if you're gonna be shopping on Black Friday, which I know a lot of you are, because like I said, especially women, they love to shop. So just be careful, because Black Friday is crazy. You know, I mean, it's crazy and it can be fun, but also, you know, like if you're in bigger cities, you know, be careful of the thieves, because they will be high in circulation on that day, trust me. So everybody just have fun, be careful, keep an eye out.
That's right, have on your running shoes, because they be running people over. I mean, like, didn't somebody die last year? A couple of people died last year on Black Friday, because everybody just bombarded the stores, and it was like at Target or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, it was Walmart.
Oh, not Walmart.
No? It was Walmart, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, I would have said, oh, no, not Walmart. I mean, I was saying it, like, so sympathetic, because, you know, I like Walmart. And I just, you know, they killing the people on Black Friday.
That's messed up. Do you really have to shop that bad?
That is what you call a killer sale. I'm sorry.
we bad?
No. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No, I was just... Okay, moving along. also, too, I read up... I was really reading. I just found out a lot of interesting topics. And it says one thing that I read up on was, are women learning to say no? I thought it was very interesting. The article actually goes to say that therapists, PhDs, professors, authors have noticed that women are having an easier time saying no than in the past, almost to a fault. It says, for instance, it says quite a few women who used to be eager to please, fix, and rescue, but after a steady diet of self-help books and even some therapy, they have not only learned how to say no, but they now have trouble saying yes. It says they tend to protect themselves at all costs, even if it means canceling on friends at the last minute. If plans prove taxing or turning down volunteer work that might have made a difference, if it's easier, if it's stressful or inconvenient. It also says, overbooked but mildly self-involved society, more and more women have what is wrong? More and more women are having this issue, but may not realize it is such. So, Ms. Jewel, so, you know, being a woman all your life, you know, like in 2010, did you find it easier to say no to men or to your boss or to your friends? I mean, did you find it easier to say no?
I mean, like, I've never found it difficult to say no if I didn't agree with doing something, you know.
Right.
I've never really found it too difficult to say no to something if I knew that I couldn't make it happen. I've never really had an issue with saying yes or saying no, unless it's like a difficult decision. Then I can be indecisive.
Exactly. I found this issue, like whenever I was reading it, I was thinking that, you know, it was talking more about, you know, like women, you know, of the past, how, like, they want to please their husband. So, you know, like, and then, like, by him being, you know, so-called the man of the house, you know, even if they didn't, you know, if he would do certain things, they didn't agree with it, they would just go along just to keep the peace or whatever, you know. Okay. So that's, you know, an idea that, because I know, like, today a lot of relationships, I have seen a lot of girls telling their boyfriends, no, I don't want to do this, or no, we're not going to do this, or no, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they're not really just going along with the flow, you know?
Yeah, you do see that more often. You do see that more often. I don't think, like, if I think myself in comparison to, let's say, a woman back in the day probably would have an issue saying no, because supposedly if you were a married woman, you know, your husband would make all the decisions for you. Now it's not about that. Now it's pretty well known that a relationship is 50-50, even though back in the day, you know, you were more like your husband's property.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, like, back in the day, that's what marriage was. You were now, you know, a property of your husband, you know, years ago. That's what marriage was. You belonged to your husband. That's why a woman would take a man's last name, because she belonged to him. And now they remade it. You know, it used to be husband. It used to be man and wife. Now they made it husband and wife because, you know, there was uproar because it didn't sound right.
Right.
So I guess over the years, you know, women's attitudes towards themselves and, you know, how they should be living their lives, it has changed. It evolved.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, speaking of that, I know that this is old news, but, you know, like that, speaking of changing last names and stuff, you know how I think that Beyonce mama or parents, like, they wanted, you know, the no, you know, last name to continue, and then since they only had daughters, which is Beyonce and Solange, they had or not had, but they asked Jay-Z if he could take on the Knowles last name. So now his name is Jay-Z Carter Knowles, and then Beyonce
the hyphenated last name.
Yes, exactly. So
now it's not, oh, well, I'm now Mrs. Smith if I married somebody by the last name Smith. Now it could either be he could take your last name, or nobody could take nobody's last name. You can both keep your names, or, you know, do the hyphen thing where we share everything.
Right. So I thought it was pretty interesting. I was like, okay. Wow.
I think that's pretty cool. That's what I'm talking about. Ow. Do it, ladies.
Exactly. Just to let everybody know that the chat is open if you want to leave any comments, and our Facebook page is wide open. So if you want to hit us up on Facebook with anything, and, of course, you can always call us at 646-200-3136. I am checking the lines. I am checking Facebook, and I'm checking chat. So just to let y'all know that you know, we're not just here talking to each other. That you could definitely call in at any time and interrupt us, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you. Okay, so again, that's Facebook, www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. Okay? All right, but we're going to go ahead and keep this show moving. This is actually good. I'm actually, because, you know, because like sometimes whenever I be reading, I'm just like, wow, because, you know, like, if you, like, just read articles and magazines and newspapers, like, I never really used to read a newspaper, you know what I'm saying? But now that, you know, I'm a host, I'm always reading and, you know, and like, trying to figure out what's going on. And it's just, it's always something going on. It's just always something going on. You know, there's always just different things. People are always just doing so much stuff, and I'm just amazed. But one thing that really caught my eye, and I don't watch this show, but the title of it was Why America Loves Snooki and Jersey Shore. I definitely had to bring this up. It says, why are shows like Jersey Shore so popular? That's what I'm trying to figure out. It says, why do we love to watch Snooki? You know, do we like to watch nasty acting people? Is this a train wreck waiting to happen? Or is this the new American that we all aspire to be like? Also, how are these cultural stereotypes affecting the American psyche? Now, I know that, like, a lot of people like Jersey Shore. I don't, like, personally, I don't watch Jersey Shore. The only thing, I know of it. I know a little thing that goes on. I mean, like, I know, like, the situation and Snooki is the popular one. But, you know, but I think that this little article has good questions. You know, why do we like this? You know, I mean, like to me, these people are people who are famous overnight. I mean, they didn't do anything to get famous. They just got picked for a show. You know, they get there, they act stupid, they act crazy, they curse, they drink all night. And then they get famous. I mean, some people get more famous, I mean, than, I don't know, than, like, people who've been really trying for years. And then here you are, you're on a reality TV show acting stupid, and everybody loves you. I mean, the ratings are off the chart. I mean, does that seem right? I mean, do us Americans like that?
I don't know. I mean, like, it all started with The Real World. I think all a response of The Real World. When MTV started The Real World, I think they really, you know, discovered a product. You know, it was a stupid product. You know what I mean? But it sells. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's not that, you know, everybody likes to see people acting stupid and doing stupid stuff. But, you know, our kids who are in their teens and in high school, you know, they see these 30-year-old kids, these 30-year-old people, you know what I mean? Because isn't Pauly D, like, pushing 30? The situation is pushing 30, or if he hasn't hit it yet, Snooki's well on her. Snooki's the baby. But J-Wow, she's in the middle. The other girl, I forget what, Samantha? Sam? No, Sammy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Sammy.
Yeah.
She's also mid-20s, you know what I mean? I guess we probably like these people because, you know, everybody else has to have a regular job, you know what I mean,
yeah.
And work from 9 to 5 or 10 to 6 or whatever. Everybody has their regular schedule, and, you know, everybody can't live like them. Everybody can't, you know, go party all day in the summertime or go rent, you know, a beach house, you know what I mean? Everybody can't do that. So I think that, you know, our kids really do look up to this stupidity. You know, I think it's like, I mean, it's stupidity, but it's funny stupidity. It's like watching, you know, that show, Jackass. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's middle ground. It's between, you know, two extreme, which Jackass can be. And it's, you know, it's not babyish either. So it's middle ground. It's kind of like it gets the teens, it gets the kids, and it gets the grown-ups too, because their antics are just so funny. I mean, like, Snooki trying to save a lobster in fresh water, hilarious. Stupid as I don't know what. This girl falling down the stairs, funny. Gets it all the time. People get to laugh all the time seeing somebody fall down the stairs. It's not funny, really, but it comes off really funny the way they cut up the show. You know, so I think it's just good entertainment, and being that everybody's broke, turn on the TV and watch these stupid people do stupid stuff.
But
I think that's what it comes down to.
That definitely is, you know, one way to look at it. But then I guess on a more serious note, like do you feel that, like, some people, like, I don't know, let's say, like a, you know, like a Whitney Houston or something. I don't know if that's a good example, but, like, somebody like her who, you know, who has worked so hard to get to where she's at, you know, and then you look at somebody like a Snooki who just got,
it's,
you know, put
sad,
on a show to make people laugh.
It's so
yeah.
sad, isn't it? But you know what? At this point, isn't Kathy Griffin almost, you know, just as famous as Whitney Houston? Whitney Houston is almost a thing of the past, and she's glorious, fantastic. You know what I mean?
I know.
A talent to be reckoned with. And it's so sad to say, but it seems like, you know, the media likes people that can't sing more than the people that can sing. You know what I mean? I mean, like, Whitney hasn't been on 106 and Park at a number one spot in I don't know when. But Ciara is number two, and it's a great song, and she's whispering. You know what I mean? But it's a great freaking song. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like a change in the times where people don't want to hear the soul music as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? They would rather hear the harmonized music, you know, like the Drakes, you know, those soft melodies, you know, just something to dance to. I think people have moved on. What do you think about that? Because I think, like, I'm watching the music videos and everything, and I think the slow jams and all those soulful, you know, songs, they're really not, you know, coming as they usually were. You know, in the 90s, they had everybody, you know, everybody could really, like, sing. Now, you know, you don't hear those kinds of voices anymore.
You know what? You know, that's a good point, because, you know what, like a lot of people, like, there's a lot of people who love, you know, like, Nicki Minaj, but then there's a lot of people who think that, like, she's just rapping about kindergarten stuff, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, because, like, a lot of her lyrics they're kind of like what you said, they're mostly for entertainment because she's not making any sense. But however, you know, somebody who is making sense, like Little Kim or I don't even know, Eve or somebody, you know, they're not looking. I think
Nicki Minaj makes a different kind of sense than Eve. You know what I mean? She just makes a different kind of sense. And at this point in time, where jobs are hard to get, people aren't making money, people do not want to hear no crying songs. They don't want to hear about sad things. They want to dance. They want to have fun. They want to take their minds away from their problems. They don't want to, you know, focus on them. So I think that that's why, you know, the soulful music has, like, died down a little bit. You know, people don't want to hear the brokenhearted songs anymore. You know what I mean? They more want to hear, you know, these self anthems, things that pick you up, you know, like the Carrie Hilson, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? People want to hear things that, you know, uplift them. You know what I mean?
Well,
make
true.
Them feel good. You know?
That is very true. That is very true. And those artists, they definitely keep people dancing and acting crazy and feeling good. So I mean, it's working. So watch how to fix it. But everybody, we're going to kind of change gears right now, and we're going to actually go ahead and tell you a little bit about your flute shot. Well, actually, let's just play a little snippet by one of our featured artists, and then when we get back, we are going to tell you the pros and cons of the flute shot, and also we have some hot, fresh off the plate gossip with the girl, Miss Jules, and you know that she always keep it fresh. So we're going to leave you with Maintain. This is Beautiful Mind by one of our future artists, Maintain.
Write your lyrics, maintain, and copyright them. As you know, fake air, blood sucking rappers invite them. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall and keep your real people close. And don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy rich and dead broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers that have you surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk. It's not a paranoid thing, nah, it's a setup. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, the money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a fuck if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the book to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the book to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind.
Hey, that was Beautiful Mind by Maintain. And also, too, real quick, I also wanted to announce, if you've been listening to the show the past two Mondays, you know that I've been telling you about a model search that's going on in the New York City area. So if you do live in the New York City area, Gracia Fashion is seeking models. Gracia Fashion is actually a contemporary women's clothing company. They're holding an open call for New York City models. They call it the Next Top Gracia Model Search for 2010. So they're actually looking for three top December models in New York City or surrounding areas. So selected individuals, they will be given a free outfit by Gracia, participate in a photo shoot, and be considered to model for the website. So
woo! Awesome.
Yes. Huh? So,
dude, that's awesome.
It's very good. So be sure to go to the website to check out the models and the clothing that the store offers. That's www.shopgracia.com. Also, too, more information is it is for females. So female models between the ages of 16 and 25, all ethnicities. Also, when applying, please include at least 2 clear headshots, measurements, and your resume. And let's see, what else? Also, feel free to send like any online links or portfolios or anything that you may have. And also, too, there are no registration fees, so remember that. So, you know, it's no gimmick, it's no trap. You know, it's real. They're looking for 3 models for December. So be sure to send all of that information to Send it to Blogger. I'm so silly. Send it to Blogger, which is B as in boy, LOGGER.Gracia, which is GRACIANY @gmail.com. Okay? So be sure to send all that. And also, if you are under 18, be sure that you do have parental permission. And you can find them again at www.shopgracia.com. All right. So that's that. So now, everybody, we are going to tell you the pros and cons of the flu shot, you know, because we are in that time. I didn't have the flu, Ms. Jules, but I did have a stomach virus. I was worried, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the flu, though. Wasn't the flu. All right, so everybody, so we're going to give you some flu shot pros and cons. Okay, so as you know, it is the time for the flu, and it says that the decision is made easy for certain groups of people who should not get a flu shot unless a physician recommends it. Okay, so now here are the people who should not get a flu shot. Okay, listen, who should not get a flu shot are people with severe allergy to chicken eggs, people who have experienced a severe reaction to a previous flu shot, people who have developed Guillain-Barré syndrome within 6 weeks of getting a flu shot, children less than 6 months of age, and people with moderate to severe illness with a fever. They need to wait until they recover. Okay, so those are people who should not get a flu shot, okay? Now, here are the people who may get vaccinated. Children 6 months to 19 years of age, pregnant women, people 50 years of age and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions such as asthma or cardiovascular disease, people living in nursing homes or other long-term health care facilities, and people who live with or care for high-risk individuals, okay? So those are the people who can get a flu shot. And now here are some of the pros. Some of the pros of the flu shot are flu shots can reduce the risk of upper respiratory illness and doctor visits as well as worker absence, okay? Vaccination may protect many high-risk groups and elderly individuals from serious illness or possibly death from influenza. Also, testing indicates flu shots work, provided the strain of virus in the vaccine and the one circulating in your area match. So those are some of the pros of getting the flu shot. Of course, where there's pros, there got to be cons, right? So some of the cons are you may still get the flu even if you get a shot because you may contract a different flu virus. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And that's something else. What's the point then? You know? It makes you feel like, what's the point? Okay, so if you get it, right, you might have an allergic reaction that's so bad you might die.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
If you don't know if you will or you won't, you know, and they're not really saying that, you know, maybe you can and you can't. And then it kind of makes me a little squeamish that they have it broken down into little categories like that. You know what I mean? There's a reason why.
You're right. You are so right. It says that studies indicate that vaccines are 70 to 90% effective and healthy, in parentheses, adults, but less effective with the elderly and other individuals with chronic illnesses. Wow. Okay. That makes people feel a lot better, 70 to 90% effective. It says preservatives added to flu shots may cause side effects of varying degrees of severity in some people. it says that some research has suggested that certain flu shot ingredients, including demerazole, which is mercury-based, and aluminum,
mercury,
increase the chances.
Do you know that's poisonous?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So the bottom line is,
if you'd rather not get a flu shot, work on strengthening your immune system by practicing a healthy lifestyle, which includes, listen everybody, eating a healthy diet with lots of fruit and vegetables. So many people do not eat fruit and vegetables. Not chicken and pork, not macaroni and cheese and rice. It says fruit and vegetables. Also, washing your hands frequently, especially if you live in, but especially if you live in, like, big cities like New York, California, you know, people everywhere, you know, make sure you wash your hands. And also be careful of the hand sanitizer, because I heard, you know, bad things about that, about if you use too much, you can weaken your immune system or something. So be careful with the hand sanitizer.
The ones that aren't alcohol-based. The ones that are not alcohol-based have some preservatives, a film that stays on your hands, and it might prolong bacteria staying on you, which, you know, can then spread to anything else. You know what I mean? If you still have the sanitizer on, it'll stick. You know, you touch your eyes, that's it, you're sick. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Two more things. Getting adequate rest and managing your stress. Yeah, because a lot of people are stressed out. So manage your stress and get a lot of rest. And last but not least, exercising regularly. Now, I know a lot of people don't exercise, but look, at least try to do 3 of the 4, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So those are the pros and cons of the flu shot. And, just do what you got to do. But basically, I really do think that if you do, you know, try to follow as on course as you can, they you'll be pretty good. I mean, I know, like, some people, you know, like you said, you can still get it 70-90%, but, you know, just do what you got to do. But we are going to move this thing on to Miss Jules, fresh off the plate. What you got?
Hey, everybody, it's Miss Jules, your hostess with the mostest juice, bringing you your weekly dose. Fresh off the plate. Happy Turkey Week, everybody. So, a couple of things I was not able to address because I was sick. I had a cold. I didn't have the flu, but I had a cold. But anyway, number one, Beyonce's not prego. Number two, Ice-T does not have an alcoholic drink, so his publisher says. So, moving right along, Pink is reported to be pregnant, and now they're saying that she is sure she is pregnant. And for some reason, I was shocked. I thought that, you know, any day now, you know, I thought she was going to come out the closet. But, you know, I'm surprised to know she's pregnant. So, and she's married. Get out. I didn't know. But anyway, so the new rage taking over the internet is the new sighting of a Dorito-shaped UFO over Britain. Then AOL reports that in August, the National Archives of England released UFO-related documents, including some that revealed how former Prime Minister Winston Churchill reportedly covered up some wartime accounts of UFO sightings because he feared that they might create, like, a pandemonium or panic among the population. So, and it's shaped like a triangle, like a flying, you know, like a triangle. Like, the footage is online. You could look it up on AOL.com. Bristol Palin is still on Dancing with the Stars, and I do not know why. To me, she, you know, hasn't taken, you know, all of the grace out of the lessons because she still looks a little stiff there. But I don't know about this. How y'all think Bristol Palin is still on TV? I mean, like, how many of you guys think that Bristol Palin is still on TV because she's Palin's daughter? Go ahead and leave it on our Facebook or Twitter. So, Courtney Love is in the news again. Last time she was on the news because she showed up in Russell Simmons' Rush Communications office, inebriated, claiming that she can mentor girls. And now, the whole front woman is in the news again for oversharing on Twitter. First, it was pics of her that she meant to send her boyfriend, but they accidentally got out. And now, it's, you know, pictures of her flashing her booty, making out with some girl and flashing the camera. I'm really rooting for Courtney. Courtney, I really want you to get better. She's such a kick-ass girl. Miss Jules is rooting for you, girl. But anyway, so the Bad Girls Club has come to an end, and I cannot believe how crappy the reunion was. Somebody needed to put a muzzle on Leah. I mean, like, it was mass pandemonium. Perez couldn't even control this crowd. I mean, if I could only mute a character, I would have muted this girl, because it was just, like, screaming. Ashley and Amber from the Bad Girls Club added to the stupidity by explaining in so many words that they realized they didn't do anything remotely bad on the show, so they started to pick on Christina, which is absolutely fantastic. Great Bad Girls. So anyway, there was some weave pulling going on and everything. Somebody had the blonde girl's weaves in her hair, her tracks. It was in her hand. It was bad. It was really, really bad. But anyways, on Tuesday, that should be the continuation of the Bad Girls Club reunion, and there should be mass pandemonium again, because even the commercials looked crazy. There was fighting and weed tracks. It was messed up. But anyways, this is Miss Jules, and it's fresh off the plate.
I love it. And also, everybody, real quick, so also part of the last part of the show that I was telling you about was about should, you know, people need to start sending sex pics to your boyfriends and girlfriends. Because let me tell you something, they are really embarrassing your life. There was a true story, a case in New Zealand where a young girl, teenage girl, she had sent naked pictures to her boyfriend, all kinds of naked pictures to her boyfriend. Obviously, they broke up. But now here's what he did. It doesn't tell about the breakup. It doesn't tell, you know, what happened. But obviously it was a bad breakup, and obviously he must was really hurt because he wanted revenge. So here's what he did, everybody. Okay, so he has the pictures that she sent to him once upon a time. He logged onto her Facebook and he posts those naked pictures on her Facebook. Don't know how he got a Facebook. But see, that's another thing too. You need to start giving your boyfriend and girlfriend your personal information to Facebook. Seriously, but look, it gets better. Okay, so then, so then she finds out, I guess from friends or whatever, you know, that, oh, my God, girl, you posted naked pictures of yourself on Facebook. So then she tries to log back into her Facebook, but guess what, huh? She can't.
He changed her password.
And so I was like, whenever I read this story, I could not believe it. People, you need to stop sending naked pictures. Because, see, for one thing, if you're only in, like, a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, you don't know if you're going to laugh. And another thing, I mean, if you are going to send naked pictures of yourself, why don't you learn how to cut out your face? Because in that way, nobody don't know who it is. Yeah, but however, her face was in the picture, and she was put on blast on her Facebook page from her ex-boyfriend who wanted revenge off of what, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Or did he just know the password, or did he break in? Did he break into her account?
I think it didn't really say specific, but I'm thinking that it could have been one of those situations that, you know, like maybe, you know how, like, people, they want to be, like, trustworthy, so they feel like, okay, you know, I'm going to give my boo, you know, the password to my phone or to my, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So then, you know what I'm saying, so, like, she probably was trusting him, but then, you know what I'm saying, not thinking that one day they're going to break up and then he's going to, you know, seek revenge via Facebook, naked pictures, yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow. Make your passwords hard. Make your passwords. If you're gonna have a Twitter account, Facebook account, whatever it is, MySpace, make your password super duper hard. Check your surroundings, because I've never had a naked picture of me ever. You know what I mean? Because I know better than that. But I did have one of my exes break into my MySpace page and change absolutely everything, and it was a horrendous experience, and I never gave the password.
Yeah.
Never.
You know, I mean, like for me, I mean, I know, like, different strokes for different folks, but, I mean, like, if you've been dating for a while, you definitely shouldn't be taking naked pictures or exchanging passwords. If you've been dating
put
for
on the
years,
lingerie and show him or show her the lingerie between you two in the room getting whatever you want. In the privacy of your own home. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Call him up or call her up and whisper them sweet nothings in her ear. But don't go ahead and put yourself out there like that.
Don't do that. Because like in the long run, it can really come back and bite you in the butt. You know, yep. like a lot of these. So yeah, like for example, like a lot of these celebrities, you know. Like their thing is the videotape. You know, they start popping up everywhere. So.
Oh yeah. People, not even. I mean, like freak scenario. You take some naked pictures of yourself at home for your boo. You go to work.
Yeah.
Forget about the naked pictures. Plug up your phone to your work computer. Presto bingo, everybody has your naked behind in their computer.
Uh-huh.
It could be that simple.
Uh-huh.
So, guys, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm telling you, it's really risky. So, yeah, so that girl in New Zealand, I mean, I know I feel bad for her, but, hey, you got to learn. You got to stop. So
she put her booty out there to get kicked, boy. Don't put your booty out there to get kicked.
Don't do that.
Don't
because
do that.
Somebody will kick it.
You know? It's not
exactly.
Good.
Oh, my God. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We had a great show. You know, Jules, this was like a whole like a whole night of hot topics, you know?
Women?
I like it. I love it. Everybody, please, please, please have a safe and very fun Thanksgiving. Don't just eat, don't just eat the holiday away. But really, you know, get in tune with your family. You know, family is coming all over the country, all over the state. You know, just enjoy everybody. You know, have to be
That's
safe.
Right.
If you wanna,
that is right. You never
Friday,
know how long they're going to be here.
You really don't.
Yeah.
You really, really don't. So if you're going shopping Black Friday, like Jewel said, be careful because, you know, it is a – well, in other words, people
Don't
can
trip.
Get really
– Do not trip. Tie your shoes. Do your warm-up. Warm up before you get in the store. Jog in place. And haul your behind in the store.
Exactly, because, yeah, it can be really, really, really bad. So,
yeah.
Everybody, so happy Thanksgiving from the Real Hot and Fresh crew, and please join us next week, because you know we will have another hot, fresh, real, hot, fresh topic. So we are going to leave you with the 10 ways you know you ghetto, and that's it for this week. So, we signing off, right, Jules?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and do them 10 ways. Y'all know, y'all ghetto. All right, y'all. Here we go. Here we go. On. Okay.
Break it on down. Hey.
Okay, wait a minute now. Okay, so where are my 10 ways that they know they ghetto? Wait a minute now. Wait, hold on. This is ghetto already. No, this is. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm like, give me like 2 minutes.
Break it on, hey. Break it on, hey.
Break it all down. For real. Are you serious?
Well, anyways, guys, let me tell y'all. Funny moment of the day. I almost got into a fight at the grocery store over a bag of brown sugar. Can you believe this? The lady looked at this older woman too. She gave me the dirtiest look because, you know, I took a pack of brown sugar at the vegetable store and I put it on the counter and she was like, "Oh shoot, that's the brown sugar I wanted. It's the $2.60. Didn't you see me looking?" I'm like, oh my goodness, what do I do?
Are you serious? So you about to get in a fight already over some brown sugar, baby.
Oh, the brown sugar, baby.
You know what?
Could not believe it.
You know, everybody. You know, I'm like on front. Okay, you know, this is real ghetto. But you know, I don't think I have any ghettos for tonight. I mean, I do have some ghettos, but you know, stuff has happened that I can't get to my ghettos. You know what I'm saying? Everything online.
Well,
yeah.
Guess what? Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you guys about this.
tell us.
Nicki Minaj was on 106 in Park today, and she's in New York because on Friday, I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or one of those 3 days, she performs at Madison Square Garden. Okay? She just released Pink Friday, I think yesterday. today. Today she released Pink Friday. Wednesday she's going to be at Best Buy on 14th Street between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's going to be a madhouse, guys. Madhouse. Nicki Minaj is signing autographs, and you guys got to pay for the autograph. They ain't giving it away for free.
Really?
For real. She's going to sign some autographs. It says on the clause, it says Best Buy is not responsible for the albums. You got to buy it yourself and then go get online to go meet Miss Nicki.
Oh, well, I think was better than some ghetto. That's what's up, Miss Jewel. That's what's up. Hey, everybody, be sure to go check out your girl Nicki. That's what's up.
Yeah. Y'all got to check it out. I've heard the new album. It's fantastic. I like it. I like it a lot. You know what I mean? It's Nicki. It's most definitely Nicki. You can't even, you know, describe it. It's awesome. Everybody go get Pink Friday. It's really worth it.
That's what's up. Well, everybody, we are going to go ahead and log out of this. Because, you know, like I said, look, I promise you, next week I will have some killer ghettos for you, okay? You know what I'm saying? I will not be ghetto and not even say the ghetto for you, okay? All right. But everybody, thank you so much. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving. And we will see y'all, or we will hear y'all, talk to y'all next week. We out of here. Peace.
Peace, y'all.